that how the rebounding and defense of this team will be good enough to win in the playoffs when it's so much more important?
Well, Nick, first of all, this team isn't, it doesn't die and live by the jump shot by one guy. So one guy may be off on a certain night, but all six or seven guys aren't. So the depth of their jump shooters, first of all, you know, kills that fallacy. Right now they're shooting at over 50% from the field. They're shooting over 40% from three-point line.
Which is unbelievable.
No, never been done before. You know, and then they shoot over 80% from the line. There's just so many weapons on that team. So that's why I disagree with Charles in that point. And right now we're missing Kurt Thomas. Their defense has gotten better. They're very good. They're the toughest defense shooting from the three-point line. They got Steve Nash, Roger Bell, Kurt Thomas taking charges if you're going to try and attack the basket. And the best statistic I like right now, Nick, is the point differential. Yes, they score a lot of points, but they're the best team in point differential in the NBA. They beat teams consistently by 9 points or better. Even the second best one is San Antonio at 7, and they don't even score 100 points a game.